cheesy. The plot is stupid.
I'm sorry, the plot is bad.
That's a little opening.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to ARG Control Central. I'm your good buddy, your good pal, Amigo Aaron, joined by the technical wizard, the genius that is, the Brent.
Oh, how's it going, eh? That is awful kind, but I don't know if it's warranted.
You know, I pity the poor folks that listen to the podcast, not just because we're coming on, but because they're missing out on the glorious new production design that I'm looking at here. What a setup. It looks like Starcade Control Center from 1997 in this room.
That's very fitting for the subject for today.
It's like Tony Schiavone. You're right, because we spun the wheel, the Brent.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago, we made an enjoyable deal, at least for me, because I always like these games. And this week, we will be treating you, our lovely listeners and viewers, to the good FMV experience. That's right, good full motion videos, Brent.
Yes.
Now, not the easiest thing to find, at least that's what I thought. Did you have any trouble?
No, I knew what I'll pick the topic, so I knew exactly what I was playing.
Did you? So you had heard of your game before this came up.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. You know, I'm so happy. I'm joyous that this topic came up this week. And not just because I got to pick a game that I thought would be fun, but because I found out about some stuff I had no idea existed. Apparently, in the last few years, there's been a new renaissance.
Yes.
Of FMV games. But now, listen, a couple of these I've played. I played the Bandersnatch game for Black Mirror, which was on Netflix. I also played the New Day Meet the Undertaker one that was on. These are the ones you just play, you know, they're on Netflix. So it's kind of neat to think that Netflix can distribute these games. And we've all played stuff like Dragon's Lair and Space. And
stuff which are 100% FMV games.
Sure, absolutely. But there's a whole new crop of games. I've really struggled with what to pick this week because there were so many good ones, but I wanted to pick one that I thought I could get in before the week was over, you know, in terms of like play through it.
Yeah,
some of these were too expansive. So I wanted to run some names, Patrick, and see if you've heard of these games.
Okay. Are we doing new FMV or old FMV?
I know you've heard of the old ones, man. So one of the ones I almost picked was called The Bunker. This made a lot of waves, where basically it's sort of like Fallout or something. Apparently, there's a nuclear war in the UK, and your guy has spent his whole life, and he's the only survivor in the whole bunker.
No.
And you're exploring the bunker, but there's a hideous, secret, evil character that you don't know. I mean, this is what I got from the preview for it. It looked really good. Another one I saw that looked really interesting was called The Shape-Shifting Detective. Have you heard of that one?
No.
This is a 2018 FMV game that was actually from the same outfit that did The Infectious Madness of Dr. Decker, which is another FMV game that came out a few years earlier. But this is one where you use your abilities to change your disguise and whatnot to solve a murder, which looked really good. It got real high marks. Contradiction, Spot the Liars, another one I saw that looked pretty good. And these are all like on Steam, and they're also available on the modern console.
Are they all full price games?
Well, I don't know. I didn't price. I could have gotten, I know The Bunker, I could have gotten it for like, I think it's under $10. You know, so some of these things are real quite reasonable, actually. Of course, you've always got your older stuff too, but the newer stuff, not my game, mind you, but these other games have, like, quality acting, award-winning acting.
Yeah.
Like, real actors and stuff.
Which you don't see from the old stuff.
No.
Hardly ever.
Now, I will say my game's a bit of a throwback. But I think that's neat that these things are making a comeback. I've seen someone shared a video of a new FMV game that's coming out that's a murder mystery. And, the production levels and stuff were off the charts. And it's brand new. The fact that they're releasing these on all the modern consoles as well means you're really opening up a whole new level of exposure to these sorts of games that they, you know, a lot of people maybe have been so familiar with the FMV experience.
Well, and the resurgence of the murder mystery as a dinner theater thing, I mean, it's always been a thing, but it's traveling bands have really kind of elevated that as a one-night special fundraiser event.
Yeah.
And I think that's helped.
You did that. Push, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah. And
did it feel like you were at like an FMV?
No. But it was fun. Would I do it again? Yes. I mean, I would do it again for the food, but I would. But the experience was fun, and I mean, I solved the mystery.
Yeah, you mean you? You and you alone?
No, well, I mean, that's not how it works. Oh, okay. It's not like one guy's like, ha ha.
Because that's when I watch Sherlock Holmes. That's how it works.
Now you usually work as a table.
Yeah.
To figure out the clues, and then each person at the table gets to present their own thing. I think it was like 20% of the people got the answer right.
Let me ask you a question now that you bring this up, because I've always wondered about this. So you pay for this experience and you have a dinner.
Yeah.
The dinner is sitting there, and then there's stuff happening while you're eating the dinner.
Yeah. For example, ours was we were wedding guests at a wedding. So they had a little pre-show, right? Yeah. And then it was, you know, fade to black sort of affair. Come back, and that's when we were there, and we're being served dinner, and we were at the dinner party, the after wedding dinner party.
Yeah.
So, and then the murder took place right before that, and we got to see the lead up to the murder, got to see the murder happen, and then during the dinner party part, we could actually talk to the actors.
Yeah.
In character, we didn't have to be in character, but
I was gonna ask,
you know, I role played it. Oh, I mean, I was
gruff,
I was fat guy at wedding
type. No, really, that's not really, much of a stretch there.
But the important part of it was, is I wasn't just like, so, like, is you person number A? What do you think of murder?
Yeah.
You play it up, you ask questions, roundabout questions. It's fun. It's so more fun to do it that way.
Real life FMV.
Yeah, 100% was real life FMV.
Real life is FMV,
yes.
Now that I think about it. Well, anyway, there are plenty more morsels in the FMV modern catalog that I'm going to check out. So I could see this making another appearance, with maybe making it the most modern ones we could find. Although I did end up picking a pretty modern one.
Absolutely, you did.
Should I get into it then, you figure?
Let's do it, Aaron. What did you pick?
So I wanted to pick, of course, this is the topic here is good FMV games.
Yeah.
So I thought to myself, this is kind of tough because I wanted to play something I never played.
Yeah.
Okay. And so I thought to myself, I'm going to pick one of these things that have a pretty good rep. That's what was my thought. And so I got on Steam and looked around. That's where I found all these games. I'm like, holy smokes. And there's all sorts of, you can go all over the gamut of what you pay for these things.
Yes.
Some are like full price, some are cheap. And I found one, and I had somewhere in my head someone had mentioned this to me.
Yeah.
Or I'd read it.
I had known about this game beforehand.
I'd never played it. I mean, I know nothing about it. And it was, I could get it for $1.78 or $1.73. Yeah. So I was like, this is my baby. And it had good reviews on Steam. And the game I chose was Press X Not to Die.
Yes.
Press X Not to Die. So this game was released in 2015. It's on Steam. I don't know if it ever was not just on Steam.
Yeah, I think it was on like a Xbox Live Arcade.
It never got a physical release, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This was published by All Seeing Eye Games and developed by All Seeing Eye Games, and it's the only game they've ever done, as far as I can tell. Yeah. Now, there are rumors that there's a sequel that's even partially filmed and waiting for, but I mean, who knows? This is an interesting FMV game because it's a first person game.
Yeah, 100% first person,
which is not it never really zooms out from that gimmick. Of course, this is a when you look into FMV games, you're basically looking into movies effectively. So this has a director named Trevor Tablotny. This is all he did except for he directed a music video from Wet Worker. I've never heard of them. And he also did a short film or a short feature called So Long Buster. This had a writer.
So Long Buster?
Yeah, the writer was Darren Joe. He's done one thing that I could find. It was called Logic Problem. It was a short. I didn't see any of this stuff. The people in it, the three main actors are you. And that guy's played by Arpad Bilal. This guy actually is a real actor. He's been in DC Legends of Tomorrow. he was in Somewhere Between, and he was in the Batwoman series. I mean, listen, Batwoman's about one rung up from from Press X Not to Die. The lady that plays your girlfriend's buddy is named Darlene Dolop. She was in Valley of the Boom and Untold Stories of the ER. You can see where we're going here. And then lastly, your girlfriend, Tracy Hallman, she was in River Road and Bewilderment. So they, not a ton. These guys did lots of shorts. I'm assuming when you're starting off in Hollywood, you get into a lot of short
features. You do anything, you get, yeah. And you take every job that's offered.
So this game comes out of the gate swinging. I mean, there's no backstory at all. Your character looks at a door like in a bedroom, and a guy runs in who's your buddy. He's like, listen, it's like the town's going crazy. You know, he's like, wait, I don't know what's happening, but I only know one thing for sure. You need to press X not to die. And about that time, a zombie goes rolling up the stairs with a pair of scissors, I think it is, and tries to stab you. And the screen in big letters says, press X not to die, and you hit it real quick, or you get killed.
Yeah.
And this is the way this game is going to go. It's sort of a quick time events.
It's
out the yin yang, quick time events. Well, not all quick time. There's a few dialogue choices that aren't quick time. And then your buddy gets killed, and then you're off and running. Now, one thing you're going to notice about this game right away is it's cheeserific. There's a reason why none of these people were in, like, Citizen Kane or Casablanca. These are like,
some are really bad.
And they don't lean into it, they dive head first into the cheese here. The dialogue in it is goofy and delivered woodenly, I guess would be the best way to put it. For example, when you ask your buddy, what's going on? He goes, it's like that crappy M. Night Shyamalan movie that gives you a choice of which movie you want to pick. You know, and then you can, it's funny, all the Shyamalan movies they mentioned, I liked every single one of them, but some people don't like The Happening, which is the correct answer. And you can even pick,
I thought it was The Village.
No, The Happening. And then also, you could also pick Little Mermaid, which was, I like that of him directing that. But anyway, that's the way this game goes. You can use joystick or gamepad. Yeah. You can use keyboard. I would not recommend using keyboard because some of the button combinations you have
are
bizarre. And so as you go through this game, occasionally you'll be confronted with an event that requires you to hit a certain button. It'll tell you on the screen, it flashes, hit X, hit A, whatever. Sometimes you'll have to hit a direction and a B, or hit sometimes you have to hit your
triggers.
Shoulder pads real fast to real quick to get out and get stuff to happen. And as you go through the game, I'm not going to give away the game in its entirety, but basically the whole game doesn't really tell you what's going on.
Yeah, it does.
It's
100% what's going on.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. It tells you it's a game, but you talk about the bit with the scientist.
Yeah,
but I mean it's cheeserific.
That's 100% plot drop.
Yeah,
it's like they had the plot and they served it up on a little platter to you.
Yeah, if you get far, and Bella, when you die, you sort of
there is no die.
Oh no, you can die. But it sort of lets you keep going. So like the first place I died, there's a scene where you save your girlfriend from getting killed. And she's like, man, I'm bloody. I got to take a shower. And your guy's like, you can take a shower right now in the middle of this like zombie Holocaust? She's like, yeah. And then they heavily lean you into like watching her take a shower. And the first time I died, she caught me watching her take a shower. She takes a sword out and runs me through with the sword. It's that kind of doofy, whimsical humor.
It's cheesy. Yeah.
There's also I literally laughed out loud at one point. You walk out in the street and these two zombies are trying to get this guy's bike and kill him, and he's holding on to the bike, and you've got a choice. You can help the guy, or you can just ignore it, or you can just take his bike. And when you take his bike, it's so funny. You whack him, you whack the zombies up, then you punch the guy off the bike, then you take the bike, then you run over a zombie on the bike. I was laughing my butt off. I should mention there is adult language in this. There's no nudity, but there's adult language. You will come after surviving a lab where you find out what's happening, all right? You will confront the game's main villain. Now, the game's main villain can be one of two guys because it's a clown. But early in the game, you come across a picture of this clown, and one of the choices you can pick is, oh, God, I hate clowns. And one of them is, man, I hate juggalos. And sure enough, I picked the juggalo one. At the end, instead of fighting the normal clown, I was fighting the juggalo-style clown, which was funny. There are actually scenes in the game where you're actually swinging You're actually punching and dodging. I thought they handled those pretty well.
But it's still all button press.
It reminded me of something.
You don't break into Street Fighter.
No, it reminded me of something from like the old Sega Genesis, the Sega CD. You know those games? And some of them remind me of Scottie Pippen's game, which was, of course, horrible. But, you know, it's sort of the same setup, you know, with the way it looked. The game's self-aware. It's self-deprecating. It knows what it is.
Yeah.
You can run through the entire game in a half hour.
Yeah, now, if even that.
And then,
yeah.
you can go back and try again and make a different choices. There's a decent amount of
footage. Trying to see all the scenes.
But you should, and as you go through the game getting killed and doing things, you're unlocking the ability to just go and look at these scenes without playing the game at all. And in fact, if you do enough, there's a blooper reel and stuff like that. So it's kind of fun. It's I'd say there's a good probably 2 hours of enjoyment here before you're done with the game and never play it again.
And never play it again.
And you're in here for a buck and a half or whatever. I got
three bucks. Yeah.
I got under $2 is what I paid for it. I enjoyed it. I laughed out loud. I played this online on a live stream last Friday and let the people in the chat pick what I did. They always did exactly what you think they did. They're all crazy people. A lot of them are in here right now watching. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun playing on online. What did you think of it?
Okay. This is going to bring up the long-running debate on games like this and games like Dragon's Lair and those type of things. Is this a game?
Oh, we're going there. That's what we're doing.
To me, this is not a game. This is an experience. You all know how I feel about funny games. Not really my bag.
Because you hate mirth. You're a killer of mirth.
I had a few chuckles. There's a line when something is bad, and it's bad. Even though they were trying, like The Room, that makes it funny. And then there's bad when they're trying to make it bad, and it's a fine line. And for me, this didn't quite walk that line. Did I chuckle a few times? Yes, I chuckled a few times. Is this appropriately priced at $3? Yeah, I got no problem with this for $3.
$3, okay? I got it for.
But for me, man, in a party environment, when everyone's sitting around, maybe they've had a few, you're going to get your money's worth.
That's right.
But I don't know. This just wasn't my type of game.
Listen, I party every Friday night with my people in the chat. This is the second go around with FMV games. You'll recall the last time we did a show in FMV, that submarine game that I liked so much, we did that other game. And that was a hit, too. I had a lot of fun with that. These games are great in a group. All right.
Yes.
Number one. Number two. I always, secretly in my head, I thought to myself, you know, I've played Dragon's Lair a million times. I was like, I bet I could reshoot my own footage and just make my own FMV game. I bet I could just, like, overlap it, you know, because I'm a technical idiot. I didn't know how you do it. And these guys did what I like the idea. These suckers just picked up a GoPro and had minimal abilities, and they went out and they filmed. And they wrote and filmed the game.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it fun for me.
No, that's 100% what's happened here. And I'm not saying this is undoable garbage crap. It's not for me. Yeah. That doesn't mean it's bad. It's just not for me. If this was priced at like $20 I would curb stomp. My language would be too blue for the show.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's appropriately priced. It gets you in, it gets you out. It doesn't overstay its welcome. So on all those bases, it's fine.
Yeah, you just don't like fun. I understand. So you're hamstrung by games like this where they promote joy and laughter and fun. I understand.
If that's the way you want to think about it, then sure. Yeah,
maybe you can find one of these FMV games where someone sits in a dark room and cries, and then you could select what they cry about, and then you can enjoy that game. Maybe you can make that
would be kind of artsy.
I looked at how this thing reviewed. It did real well on Steam, but not everywhere else. These places, God knows where they're at. Gamer's Grin gives us 80%. Not bad. Gamer Spew, they were as kind. By the way, they should rate their own name. They give it 40%, and Gamers Heroes give it a 20%. Hilariously, IMDb rates this a 6 out of 10. So it did pretty good on IMDb. I thought that was kind of funny. We got one feed review from our good buddy, the Pajockster, Pajocko, 6502. He says they don't like the Pajockster.
I don't like Pajocko, just not that name.
This kind of game is right up my alley, he begins, and totally worth a couple of quid of my money for an hour or so of my time. I had a couple of playthroughs, and while, yes, I feel I have seen a fair chunk of it already, there are a few things to see so you can generally get a lot of money. A lot for your money. I just said FMV. They're pretty.
You're not hitting extra. No, hitting all the buttons except
the X. is my FMV blindness. Is that now the plot line is absurd and the acting is terrible, but it's pure B movie cheese and I love it.
This is not. Do not insult the name of B movie. Yeah, maybe you're this right. This is C class.
Take it up with Jocko. It's funny. It doesn't take itself too seriously. And while the options don't seem to do anything that I could tell, it all comes together for something fun and entertaining. And I didn't feel like I wasted my time and money on this. Spoiler alert, I'm going to go ahead and read it. My only complaint was the press E to watch your girlfriend shower. Yes, I pressed the button. I'm a bad man. And this is very telling of Jocko right there. As it was the only option available on the screen that resulted in my death, which broke the mechanic of pressing the buttons, not that I. Even in a game like this, consistency should still be key.
I agree.
Grab this and have a couple plays with some friends over an evening, and you'll have a blast. 8 out of 10. 8 out of 10 right there. Yeah, it's fun. It's a fun game. I'm telling you. I told you it was. This is one you sit down with your buddies and have a good time. And available on consoles. I enjoyed it, and I think it's a good FMV game. We need more games like this. Couple bucks. It's like going to the movies or something. You pay a couple bucks for a couple hours. That's a good deal.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're fine. That's fine. A couple bucks.
Everything's fine. That's what you're saying.
Love everybody. I, of course, went in a much different direction.
You did. You absolutely did.
I've been looking for a way to highlight this game on the show. I'm not going to beat around the bush, Aaron. Boom. It's Hardline. 1996. DOS. Well, not exclusive, because it was also on Macintosh and Windows. This, Aaron, is what an FMV game is supposed to be.
Well, I will say this. I did not see this one coming, I will say.
So, in Hardline, you play as hero, is it Tim Irving or Ted Irving? Ted Irving.
Doesn't matter. Some meathead.
And you are a rescue pilot. You basically, and I, for hire, not like a medic, I'm doing it for good.
A semi-post-apocalyptic nightmare.
I'm getting there.
Go ahead.
So you are basically a for hire guy that goes in and saves people from issues. What kind of issues, you ask?
Yeah, I'd say.
Detroit, and this is where this takes place, has been overrun by this gang called the Sect. And the Sect worships this thing called the Deck. And the Deck is a mysterious figure in the game. You learn about as you go on.
The Sect blows, by the way.
The Sect, they are literally just going around killing all non-believers. If you're a non-believer, you're done. The police giving up.
Tell them what they hate. They hate if like they hate TVs. They don't like technology. Yeah, they're scumbags. Yeah. They deserve to get shot.
All right,
I hated these guys. Yeah. And the thing is, they're also hypocrites.
Well, did you finish the game?
Oh God, no.
Okay, you got to finish the game or watch someone finish it because the game is incredibly hard at parts. So the game starts out exactly how a movie would. It's 100% movie.
Yeah.
It introduces you to the bad guys. It shows you know, this cyberpunk / dystopian landscape of Detroit. It introduces the bad guys shooting up the place, killing a bunch of people, killing a bunch of innocent people, scientists, cops, it doesn't matter. And then the game cuts over to you. and you're sitting on your helicopter, eating, drinking a shake, eating some fries.
Yeah, where'd you get that?
Well, I mean, society hasn't collapsed 100%. It's just really bad. And you get a call as like someone's wanting help. So you get your, you jump in your copter and an FMV flies you over.
Yeah.
And then the game starts. This is at its heart an on-rail shooter. That is the primary focus of the game. It also has adventure elements. Click and point adventure elements.
Yeah.
And it has puzzle based elements on click and point or point and click. So, for example, you will go into a room. If there's no combat in that room, you will have the option to click, open a drawer, walk to another place in the building, something like that. But when you go into a place that has enemies, if it's on rails FMV. So you're trying to get to one side of the building from the other. It's all FMV. You're going down, point and click, shooting, all good stuff. There are weapon pickups in the game. Item pickup in the game. You have an inventory. You pick up all these different weapons, different types of weapons. You've got pistols, machine guns, rocket launchers. And not to spoil it, later in, down the line, you start getting weird psychic abilities.
Ooh.
That, I mean, the game spins super hard.
And,
yeah, the game spins super hard at the end where you're picking up all these psychic abilities. And you can make people do stuff and telekinesis, crap like that. It's awesome. The story is laid out in front of you. You meet the bad guy. You meet the hero. Here, it's a classic setup. Reluctant hero goes on the hero's journey, discovers things about himself, is changed for the better at the end.
Yeah.
All that's there. You've got your girl that you meet and you hook up with. This is a mature game for violence and nudity and language. It's all in there. Game is about 3.5 hours long. And you can cut that down to about 2 hours once you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Solid action. Acting is typically good. I would say it's a B-level acting with some people really hitting their marks.
Some of the low-end geeks.
Yes.
Like, they're your low-end...
Low-end actor.
Yeah.
And this is no cheap production.
No.
This has... Yeah. I mean, when the helicopter flies away or something, it's typically a real helicopter. They rented a helicopter and flew it to places. Explosions all over the place.
Yeah.
Tons of locales. I mean, you are in warehouses, blown out buildings, water treatment plants, in the sect headquarters, which is all sci-fi. It has all the good elements of a solid FMV game. But here's the kicker, Aaron. And I don't know if you noticed this or not. These people went the extra mile because it has seen transitions where you're holding your weapon and you go through a doorway, right?
Yeah.
They filmed separate scenes for not only every gun, but every gun placement on your body, if you're holding a gun or if it's on your back, and every accessory that you could have attached to your gun. So for 4 or 5 seconds of footage when you're walking through a door, what you're actually carrying at the time is what is on the screen. And they would have shot that scene maybe 15 times to have all of the possible things that you would have had on your character at that time.
Hmm.
Good, solid stuff. That tells me that these people cared. They were trying to make a good quality product. Gameplay department. I mean, it's a rail shooter. I think you can play this with a light gun. If you've got that kind of setup, but it's a mouse click to shoot, reload type of affair. You've got your special weapons you can pop off, special ammunition. Is it hard? It gets really hard. It's not unbeatable. It's not unbeatable, but it is a difficult game. And I felt, I already knew. I watched somebody play it from beginning to end before I ever played it. But I wanted them to succeed so I could see farther into the story. The story is, it's above average for these type of games. on Hollywood standards, I would say it's below average, but it compels you. You want to start to learn. You start to piece together Ted's past and how he got to the position he was in, and how he affects the future for everybody. It's very interesting, very fun. Even if you don't want to play it, you should at least enjoy the trip by watching someone else play it. What did you think of this, Aaron?
Listen, if anything, you undersold the coolness of this game. All right.
All right.
Now, I wasn't intentional. The opening of this is straight from like a Mystery Science Theater. It's not what I would call poorly acted, but I mean, the plot set up and also the sect having their meeting and chant and stuff, it's pretty low end, but they did spend some bucks.
And they tried.
Yeah, they tried.
It wasn't cheesy because they wanted it to be cheesy. They tried. Every actor tried.
When you landed your helicopter, then there's a sequence where you are exploring this building. You're looking for the chick that called it. And I mean, their interface system, it's simple.
Yeah.
It's master, but it works perfectly. It works real well. I was surprised how well it worked. Once you get to the point where you're actually in combat, like the combat in this, if you've ever played like Area 51 or something, it's that, but I mean, they did it. I thought this was amongst the best games of this type I've ever seen. There's tons of guys jumping around and they're seamlessly running through the scene and dying. I mean, I was really impressed with the technology used to make this live. I mean, really, it was good. I'm not sure I've seen the game pull it off as well as this one does. The combat parts of it. Once you initially get a weapon and you gun some guys down, then you sort of, it turns into sort of an escape from that area, and then you go out and there are some bad guys that blow up your chopper, which is real. Again, it's pretty cheesy. The guy that you play, Ted or whatever his name is, he's a square-jawed, perfect guy for the role. Good-looking, square-jawed, kind of action hero-type guy. He looks fine. He does a good job. And when I went out for the helicopter the first time, I knew I'd pick something up, but I didn't know how to use it. And so I got killed by these hordes of guys. When you fight guys, they're not just guys jumping and shooting. There's little, like, robotic guns that come out. There are cars and stuff that come by, tank-looking things. It's real impressive. And you have to, and I couldn't kill all these things. Well, I didn't realize that I picked up a grenade launcher. So the next time I went out there hitting that second button, I'm launching grenades and blood to scrub. It was cool. Seamless. Adding that to the second button was great. You go through this game and you pick up stuff and put it in your inventory. Like you said, you'll pick up access cards and keys and explosives and all sorts of stuff that you can use. And they integrate it pretty coolly into the game. Of course, there's no cheats that I knew about. But I got to the point where I was going up and down this long hallway. This was where I got killed every time. I couldn't get past it because there's so many guys. You have to do it twice. All the way up and all the way back down. But I mean, even that area, the guys are jumping out of the tunnel and stuff. It was real cool. And sometimes they'll come out with like a big, like a police shield, and they'll throw dynamite or grenades. You've got to shoot this stuff out of the air. You know, it's stuff we've seen before, but I've never seen it done like this, integrated so well in. And I was real impressed with this one. I couldn't believe I'd never seen this one or heard of it before. I think it was from 96 or 97. Something like that it's a pretty old game. I played this using ExoDOS, and so the video was not the best.
Yeah, and you can actually get non-scanned line versions of this game.
That's because I definitely had one that was scanned line, and it was too, I didn't like that. But overall, I thought this was a top shelf diamond in the rough. You've done it again, the Brent.
Yeah.
You pulled something out of nowhere. I never heard of this game.
To be fair, this was not something I discovered. All glory goes to McCall45 on Twitch.
Yeah.
He pulls these forgotten gems from bygone eras out of the rough and polishes them up and presents them to the people. And this is a stream favorite. And I figured, I mean, this is one of those games, I didn't know if you were going to like it or hate it because it was too hard.
I mean, it's difficult, but at no point did I thought I was totally screwed. Even going down the tunnel, I almost had it. I played this one live on my, on Twitch as well. And I really, this one surprised me. I like both the, I love both the games as we were fun in our own way. And this one right here is a full tice. If I'd bought this back in 96, if I had the computer to run it,
yeah,
which would have been key, I would have thought, man, I really got something here. Now, I, for replayability, at least you get to hone your skills. One thing I didn't know for sure is, does shot placement matter in terms of like...
No. No.
That would have been one thing I'd like to have seen, like if you could headshot guys. But I mean, aside from that, and that's not something that was as common back in those days. I thought it was a lot of fun. If you're into that type of game, you know, your Area 51, your Aerosmith game, or, you know, the Aerosmith game and the arcade.
Completely different than this. This tells a competent story.
No, but I'm saying it's the one where you're fighting like military guys and stuff. But I liked it. I thought it was a good time. So I endorse this one big time.
It does have some branching paths that just go off and then come back.
Yeah.
You know, nothing to dramatically change the story. There's a few segments of that.
You could have actually used the exploration parts of this and the point and click. Like, that could have been a game.
Yeah.
Like, when it broke into the gun stuff, I was like, whoa, wait a minute here.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't bad. It's a decent engine if you're going to spend the money on it.
Yeah. It's simple. It's simple. You can't do anything majorly complex. It's simple at its core, but that's to its benefit.
I will say one thing that happened in your game that made me laugh at happened in my game. There's a bit in there early in the game where you have to find a key to open this door. And so when you click on the door, it just sits there and shakes the handle. It doesn't open. You can do it two or three times. And then eventually it gets a key, and you've got to click on the key and then click on the door, yeah, and it shows it in. And press X not to die. There's a scene where you have to open over the key. And if you screw up, he keeps hitting the side of the key. He's like, come on, you can do this. And I kept thinking about that over and over. So there was a key element in the, of similarity in the two.
And it does a good job of when you pick up an item, you feel pretty confident you're going to use that item to get to solve a puzzle.
Yeah.
It doesn't give you a lot of MacGuffins. It is confident in its pacing between adventure, puzzle, and shooting. It doesn't do a tremendous job because it does rely on the shooting segments to kind of push everything forward. But I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it is, at its core, a rail shooter first, and then everything else is secondary, but not in a bad way. Also, you can neglect to pick up things, like especially weapons, and if you do, it makes the game harder. There are times when you have to go off the beaten path to get a weapon early, and they still film all the transition scenes thinking that you could have that item, so they don't cheese it out there. Hardline, man, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I'm surprised I didn't know about this. I'm guessing this wasn't a big hit. Because it came sort of at the end of the FMV, well after the FMV craze, I guess.
This, Aaron, I'm glad you brought that up.
And three discs, too. So yep. It's a big.
So, first of a few things about the actors and actresses. Almost everyone had a career past this, either in acting or voice acting. Some people having careers even to this day in the voice acting, except for the main guy fell off a planet.
He was a good looking, halfway decent actor.
Yeah, surprised. Very MacGyver-like in his appearance.
He was a very square-jawed guy.
For reviews, this might be, I'm talking official magazine reviews on this thing. This might be the most all over the place thing I've ever seen. Aaron, at the top end, at Game Revolution, for the Windows version, scored a 91.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the bottom end is? How far do you think this, the scale
some
goes
people
down?
Hate FMV games, so I'd say 52.
At the bottom, you've got Computer Games Magazine. Apparently, their check didn't clear 10%.
Oh, what did they hate? Why did they hate it so much?
They hated that it was an FMV. They hated that it was a puzzler, shooter, and adventure game all rolled into one. They said, pick a lane. They said the acting was bad. They said the story was stupid. which I do not agree with. I think the acting is competent at worst, and I think the story is interesting. But that just shows you, you've got 91, 88, 77, 67, 54, 45, 40, and 10. I mean, they're all numbers in between there.
Get, let FMV get over. And they're, that, I mean, some people, it's not their bag, you know?
And I get that, but I mean, I don't necessarily love the FMV genre. I think some things do it well.
I do.
I think this particular type of game is really high quality. And there are definitely some games that just are horrible.
Yeah.
But this is not one of them. And I think that if you can't separate that as a review, as someone who reviews things, I think you've got issues. 10%, this is minimum score I would give this game. Minimum would be like a 65.
I'd say like 80. Yeah. I like this more than you.
No. I'm saying
this is really good.
If you really went in there and picked it apart,
the gun parts are good. Gun parts. The adventure parts, I like the interface. I didn't get to see a ton of them, but I like what they were doing.
Yeah.
The FMV parts were okay, but that's what FMV is, man.
I mean, there's secrets in this too.
Yeah.
I guess you can't please everybody all the time.
I think this is a big winner.
Well, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it, Aaron. Now, Aaron, you know what I enjoy?
I don't. I don't want to know. I don't like where this is going.
It's the wheel.
Oh, man. The wheel.
Now, Aaron, the wheel. Get my wheel.
Oh, no.
We added chat choice to the wheel this week.
Oh, man.
And our retro.
Stay frosty, chat.
We got a couple retro rewinds on there.
Sega Saturn, Apple II.
Anything you're excited about, Aaron?
I'm excited about everything all the time. Haven't you heard?
I would like to. Maybe a Curtis Boyle's beautiful but horrible game.
Yeah.
That sounds like it'd be fun.
I enjoyed this last category so much. I had so much fun this week. So I'm ready for another round.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. This was my category.
Yeah.
Because this is directly related to Discord, people talking about how there's no good FMV games.
Yeah, I agree with you there. There are plenty of good ones, and I think we had two. And the thing is, there's something for anybody in both those.
Yeah.
So I think.
Because Hardline was a full price game.
Of course, maybe we're arrogant jerks. We think we know better than other people.
There we go.
Here, right?
And we are going to get. Uh-oh. Oh, my.
What's the winner? It's not chat choice, is it?
Linux by Computers.
What?
Andy Fitzpatrick.
What?
Links by Computers from Andy Fitzpatrick.
What's that mean?
I have no idea.
Links, LYNK by Computers. There it is, everybody. So that's Andrew Fitzpatrick. What the look into that? So we're going back. We're going back into the realm of the bizarre. But that's 2 weeks away, the Brent. 2 weeks
that
away.
That is.
Next week, we're back with R. Sinclair. Brent, we stupidly announced the wrong game the last time we did R. Sinclair.
Da-da-da.
Because we're not going to be playing Benny Hill. Sorry, my friends. We are going to be playing, though, what I would consider a staple of the 8-bit computer, and that is Spy versus Spy.
Yes.
Brent. Spy versus Spy on the old R. Sinclair next week. I'm excited about that. This, I don't know to be excited about or not. Could be interesting. I don't know, man. Hey, before we call it a day, just a couple of quick things I wanted to mention. Myself, the Brent, and John Bodekar Schaller are all back again in the new issue of Amiga Addict.
Yes.
Thank you again for part two of the interview that they did with us. Thanks to the Dunk for getting that stuck in there. So that's real fun. I've distributed many a magazine, Brent, from the first go around, and it was a lot. I think that's dandy. So I want to mention that and go out and support Amiga Addict. Because they're awesome. Because we're in there. So they're double trouble. also want to mention that here we are at the cusp of October. When October comes around, it's time for another round of Conversations to the Dark Side. Join myself and Rob Flack O'Hara as we get together every Friday in October for a new scary topic. The first topic we'll be doing will be made for TV horror. We're going to look at our... We're going to both compile lists of our favorite scary episodes of TV shows and talk about the series and whatnot. It should be a lot of fun. And we've got some other stuff lined up for the rest of the month. So that should be a good time. That'll be starting this coming Friday. And it should be a good time. What's cooking in the land of the Brent?
Nope.
Bam. There you go. That's all we got, everybody. We'll see you next week for R. Sinclair Spy versus Spy.
Have a good one.